Well, welcome back to the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. That was another example of some Paul Wilbur music, some Messianic Jewish music, and we'll talk a little bit more about that on some other shows. Steve and I did a program, a couple of programs, I think, last year on that, but we were talking about the covenant of grace and the sacrifice of Jesus, the Messiah, and we only have a few minutes left, and Steve, if you don't mind reading a couple of more passages, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 8, just got a couple of passages here which summarize what we've just been talking about.
Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him, we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight.
Woo. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You see that? We're going to be holy and blameless. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not holy and blameless.
Yeah.
And I don't know too many people that are holy and blameless.
Yeah.
But we're going to be holy and blameless because of this, by this death and by this grace. And we're going to have forgiveness of sins according to the richness of his grace.
Yeah.
This is why I think it's cool that the show's called The Gift of Grace.
Yeah.
And he keeps writing. Actually, why don't you go down to Ephesians 2 and read 4 through 9.
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, if we could be saved by following all the law perfectly, then we could boast that I've been following all the law perfectly, therefore I'm saved. That would be a pretty big boast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be unbelievable. So if everybody who was in heaven got there because they had followed all the law perfectly, it would be pretty sparsely populated. But here, you know, he says, there's no boasting.
No boasting.
Because we're all saved by grace through faith through this finished work that Jesus did on the cross.
Yeah.
It's a gift of grace. See, it says it's a gift. It's the gift of God. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we started the new season. The gift of grace, it's a gift from God. It's unmerited favor that we can be saved, but we have no room to boast.
Right.
Because no matter what we've done, we can still come, we can still be saved, but we don't go to heaven then and start boasting about how wonderful we were when we were on earth, because everybody's going to know that nobody there was wonderful when they were on earth and were there by the same reason.
Right. You know, I think the key word in there is in him.
Mm-hmm.
In him. And we talked about that in Galatians, that in Christ, that this is, it's all through Christ and everything that he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. And then, you know, through this, you know, he pours the Holy Spirit on us and, you know, in Titus chapter 3, you know, Paul writes that he's talking about the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs in hope of eternal life. So we become heirs. I mean, this is mind-boggling.
That's another show.
That's another show. We become heirs. You know, it's Romans, yeah. Galatians. We become adopted children.
Mm-hmm.
He's the real son. We're the adopted sons and daughters. We have this. We become heirs to the glory that Jesus has as the real son because we're the adopted sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Because of grace, because of this sacrifice, not by following the law.
Yeah. And isn't it in Jewish custom that if you were adopted, you had all the same privileges to the family?
Even in our culture.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a natural child and you have an adopted child, they're both your children under the law.
Right.
Yeah. And so we become heirs even though we're adopted. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is totally different than the covenant of law that came on Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
This is grace through and through. And, you know, there's going back to Eden, you know, there's this horrible fall. Then there's a plan of salvation. Then there's restoration. And here we are back to, like, even better than Eden.
Because mm-hmm.
we're going to be in a heavenly Jerusalem,
yeah,
which we don't know what that's going to be like, but it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a lot better than where we could have been.
Yes,
that we know for sure. And the whole thing comes full circle. You know, the separation is removed when this sacrifice takes place. When this blood sacrifice takes place, as you were mentioning before, the veil is split.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hebrews, it says, now we can approach boldly.
Yeah.
There's no more, I have to stand over here because I can't go by next to the holy things.
Yeah.
Because now we're adopted sons and daughters. We can go. We can call him Abba.
Right.
We can hang out and talk to him,
mm-hmm.
just like Adam and Eve did.
Yeah. The relationship has been restored.
It's been restored. It's gone full circle. And I love the book of Hebrews because it ties together everything we talked about last week and this week,
mm-hmm.
in that, you know, you had a high priest who did sacrifices. And, you know, the high priest was a sinner, so he had to do sacrifices for himself, and then he did sacrifices for the people. And
right.
then he got old and he died, or he got sick and he died. So then another high priest came, and he did sacrifices for himself and for the people. Mm-hmm. And then another high priest, and it went on and on, generation to generation. But when the substance comes and Jesus is the high priest, you know, it says he doesn't go through the veil with the blood of bulls and goats like Aaron and all those other people,
right.
all those other men who were high priests. He goes through the veil with his own blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood is actually, as the veil is split, his blood's actually on the throne as the ultimate sacrifice once for all. And that's why we have the gift of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're happy to do this show.
Amen.
And, you know, I hope you all think about this and go back and read some of these verses that we've read and, you know, really give this a lot of thought as you go through your life, because this is the way to salvation and there is no other way. There's not going to be a third testament. There's not going to be a plan B.
Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
This is it. What an appropriate song. Salvation Oof. Belongs to our
Amen.
God.
Amen. Wow. Listen to this song for a few minutes as we close out the show. Can't believe another week has gone by. We thank you all for listening, and I hope you have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow and tune in again next week.
And may the Lord's peace control your hearts.
Amen.